We also wanted to get a veteran's reaction to the fact that Bo Bergdahl's sentence for abandoning his post in 2009 includes no prison time. So we went back to John Thurman. He's a former paratrooper who was serving in Afghanistan in the same company as Bergdahl at the time Bergdahl disappeared.
I think I can speak not only for myself and the men and women of the 501st Parachute Infantry Regiment. We're all a little disappointed that he's not going to see prison time, but a dishonorable discharge is a pretty tough sentence, as it is.
For those of us who are not in the military, elaborate on why that is a tough sentence.
From when we were in basic training, obviously, they talk a lot about like what can happen if you screw something up. Or if you do the wrong thing is kind of the ethos of the infantry. Do the right thing. Don't be that guy. A dishonorable discharge is really going to limit the rest of his life. It's going to be pretty tough to get a job. It's going to be pretty tough to enroll in a university. It's going to be pretty tough to have access to medical benefits, at least those that are provided by the VA. The other thing is, you know, people know his face. And people know who he is. It's going to be a pretty tough go out in public if people recognize him. People aren't going to be too hyped on that idea.
When he testified, he broke down on the witness stand and begged for forgiveness. Do you forgive him for deserting his post? Do you accept his apology?
I don't. You know, when all of us deploy to combat, you know, politics kind of go out the window and we eventually figure out that we're not really fighting for Afghanistan or for the freedom of the United States. We're just all fighting for each other. And to turn your back on that and betray us in that the way that he did, can't really accept your apology ever.
Tell me about what you're hearing today from some of the other people who you served with, the conversations that are happening.
Well, my phone has kind of been blowing up all morning, like nonstop to where I had to put it on do not disturb mode. The vet community is furious. And I can say that with full confidence, that the vet community is completely furious. The vast majority of the people that are in my community of veterans wanted to see him face jail time. Again, going back to, okay, well, we get that you were imprisoned by the Taliban, but that was a consequence of your action. Now it's time to face the consequences of what you did against us and the United States. But yeah, people are pretty pissed.
Some people who've watched this case closely say the military shares some responsibility here. Before Bo Bergdahl went to Afghanistan, he was dismissed during Coast Guard basic training for psychological reasons, and still, despite established mental health issues, the Army sent him into a very dangerous area. Do you think the Army is at all accountable here?
No, I don't think the Army's accountable whatsoever. You know, when Bergdahl enlisted, the surges were starting to ramp up in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we needed more troops, and a lot of things were getting waived. He passed through quite a filter system, whether it was the recruiter or basic. You know, I've got friends that I served with that also have some mental issues, some of which I think were pre-existing and have sort of shown their faces more dramatically since being home. But when it all comes down to it, Ari, he still walked off. Under his own accord. He made it that far, and then he made that choice.
John Thurman, former paratrooper who served with Bo Bergdahl in Afghanistan when Bergdahl abandoned his station. We appreciate your joining us again. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Ari.